There is a weak front on Thursday night. I think the rain chances with it are just about remote. But the warm, dry pattern continues on Friday with a high around 89. And the weekend forecast so far looks great. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Senate is expected to vote on an abortion bill today. It would make performing an abortion at any stage of pregnancy a felony. Four states have passed abortion bans once a fetal heartbeat can be detected. The United States Department of Justice is stepping in to help fight violent crimes in the city of Selma. Officials will be in Selma today to announce a $1 million emergency grant from the Department of Justice. Stay with Alabama News Network for complete coverage. And there's a new candidate in the race for mayor of Montgomery. Shannon Ferrari is the first woman to run in the 2019 mayor's race. She is the creator of the local Facebook group City Watch Uncut, which has 50,000 members. The election for mayor is August 27th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Nor'easter now forming off the coast, already wreaking havoc in the Carolinas. Heavy rain pounding the Raleigh area.
China retaliated against the U.S. with new tariffs, their response to President Trump's moves.
Actress Felicity Huffman entered federal court in Boston to plead guilty to conspiracy to commit fraud.
Tributes pouring in for one of the all-time greats.
Once I had a secret.
Doris Day, gone at the age of 97.
Pilot Christian Martin had a plane full of passengers about to take off from Louisville, Kentucky on Saturday when police swooped in and put him in handcuffs. The murders he's charged with happened 3 years ago.
One of the Florida prostitution case against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft. A judge moving to block the prosecution's key video evidence against him.
And Amazon with an offer for its employees. Leave your job and they'll pay you to start your own business delivering Amazon packages. Willing to pay you $10,000, 3 months pay, and provide Amazon branded vans.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller, including Robert, can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Also, a couple of reminders. If you're a registered listener to the show, check your email. We put a little surprise in there, a gift for you in there, possible gift that I think you'll appreciate. Then we have the Dan Morris Show Get Together Harriet 2 cruise that will happen on Thursday. Go to my website, danmorrisshow.com, and order your tickets. Normal cruise is $35. That you're going to get dinner, two drink tickets, and the cruise for $30. That is a bargain. So go to danmorrisshow.com and sign up. Let's go to Robert. Robert, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
I heard your speedy spot for Dick Brubaker because you're trying to go to a news break. But I'd like to tell people he not only sells cars, he gives back to the community also.
Big time.
Yeah, he's been great when it comes to the humanity side of things. I'll never forget it. I'm going to make it short. I'll never forget he did something for me for 15 young men. I was rural of Montgomery County, wanted to play baseball. They had no money, no uniforms, nothing. I went to Mr. Brubaker, met him on the showroom floor. I was a young man then. I had no kids. And I asked him would he sponsor those kids. No, he didn't hesitate. He didn't say anything, but I think about it. He said, go talk to my secretary and tell her what I told you. And I went to the secretary. She told me to go to the sporting goods place, get everything I want, and bring her the invoice. About 3 weeks from that time period, we had uniform.
That is so, the whole Brubaker family, that's so them.
So he don't only sell cars. He give back to the people that buy his cars.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. That's all I had to say.
Thanks, Robert. Good talking to you again.
All right.
Ooh, went down the wrong way. Okay, so Lindsey Graham is going to continue on here. Highlight that next one for me. There you go. He's going to be talking about the Hillary Clinton and the FISA investigation.
How is it possible that we have spent the last 2 years talking about potential collusion between Donald Trump and the Russians and then obstruction by Donald Trump? And in fact, when you take a look at Hillary Clinton and when you take a look at what has happened here, you've got Hillary Clinton used bleach bit to destroy devices, right? I think I heard you on the floor recently saying she had
a hammer.
18 devices, she used a hammer. I mean, if that's not obstruction, I don't know what is.
Well, what have we learned? That the media could care less about anything that's about Clinton. They just want to get Trump. So the reason you haven't heard anything about this is the media never reports it. But we're at a stage now. Mueller's report is in. No collusion, no obstruction. Now it's time to go back and look at how all this started. We'll look at the Clinton investigation. Was she let off because of a political bias? We're going to look at the counterintelligence investigation, a FISA warrant. We're going to have all that looked at to make sure it never happens again.
So we'll go back and look at it, because and that's going to be the mantra. So it will never happen again. And I like that because it has a sense of permanence that also means that you're going to have to do something big to make it permanent. And you're going to hear, that's going to be the mantra you'll hear from Republicans in particular. The Democrats' mantra is going to be, you're investigating your political enemies. That's what they're going to be saying, which is not true. What they're doing is they're investigating the people who looked at them as a political enemy and would do anything to stop them. So let's continue on with Lindsey Graham here. And, excuse me. I was going to be talking about State Department records in the memo. And again, we're back to that. This memo is very important, by the way.
And you sent a letter to the Honorable Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, as well as Michael Horowitz. Tell us about this letter. We're going to show it up on screen right now. What are you looking for from the Secretary of State?
I want the Secretary of State to give me all documents related to the 11th October meeting between Christopher Steele and a member of the State Department. The lady in question took notes about the meeting, and in her notes, she indicates that Steele was urging to get the dossier out before the election, and she also, in handwritten notes, indicates that it was paid for by the Democratic Party, the Clinton campaign, the dossier. The most important thing is she transferred that information to the FBI. So the FBI is now on notice in October the 11th that their confidential informant is trying to get the dossier out for political purposes, and that the State Department figured out the Democrats paid for it. How could they then go get a warrant based on that same document and not tell the court what the State Department told them?
And that's one thing that's going to happen with this new guy, Durham. He is going to go to those FISA judges and talk to them. And he's going to say, what did you think was going on? Do you think they should have told you these things? Did anybody mention it? Remember, Peter Strzok knew one of these FISA judges. You remember, they went to a social event together. And they were going to try to talk to him. To try to see, kind of tell him that he's going to be getting this FISA deal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you know, the guilt by omission is, what did you not say? What did you do and what did you not do? And it says at the very top of the document, I went back and looked at the FISA, it says verifiable. Verifiable. And you had to, and you're going to find out from other conversations. You had to have an HE type level, FBI director, deputy director type level to look at this thing. So that brings in Yates, that possibly brings in Loretta Lynch, certainly brings in James Comey, brings in Rosenstein. But Rosenstein has kind of got a interesting, the way he's handling this and the way he's being treated. I'm thinking more of him as a white hat. So let's continue on with Lindsey Graham here.
And yet, you have Jim Comey out doing town hall, Senator. You've got him doing radio shows saying, we did everything right. You know, in one interview, I heard him say, look, Donald Trump says we were after him. If we were after him, why didn't I just leak it? Why didn't I leak that there was an investigation in place? As if it's just no big deal to leak the fact that the FBI is doing an investigation, whatever that investigation is.
Well, we know Christopher Steele was trying to leak it to everybody. We know that Christopher Steele went to the Department of State on October 11th. Urging the Department of State to get the dossier out before the election. We now know the FBI was made aware of that before they sought a warrant. So we now also know that somebody was planted in the Trump campaign, either by the FBI or the CIA, to start a counterintelligence operation. If that's not spying, I don't know what is. The point is that we're going to look at all of this, starting with Mr. Horowitz's report on the FISA abuse.
Well, in terms of the Horowitz report, I'm hearing that a big portion of that will be about the media being complicit, because what they did was they created stories, they leaked it to the media like Yahoo, like Mother Jones, and then those companies reported it, published it, and then they actually, the FBI, used those same stories that they leaked in the first place as evidence to get the FISA warrant to spy on American citizens.
There's a document that's classified, that I'm going to try to get unclassified, that takes the dossier, all pages of it, and it has verification to one side. There really is no verification other than media reports that were generated by reporters who received the dossier. So the bottom line is the dossier has never been independently confirmed. It was used to get a warrant. They knew the author of the dossier was on the Democratic Party payroll. He hated Trump. They got the warrant anyway. Most Americans should be upset about that. I'm very upset about it, and we're going to get to the bottom of it.
Well, but you would think that anybody...
Sorry about that bad cut there. So let me make sure we understand this. In the FISA warrant, there's mention of the dossier, and there's mention of news stories, which are actually about the dossier that were given to the dossier was given to these reporters. So it was kind of a circular deal. They were creating the news story by handing over the dossier to these news outlets to create news to try to shore up this dossier. This thing is so bad, it's so evil, it's so corrupt, that somebody has got to pay a price for this thing. Okay, so Maria asked him the question, why aren't the Democrats upset about this? And listen in.
Buddy, on either side of the aisle, Senator, would be upset that the things that we deem as so important, you know, due process, innocent until proven guilty, the idea that you will not get wiretapped for no reason, and the Democrats and the president's, you know, skeptics have thrown all of these things aside because it's Donald Trump. Why wouldn't everyone be upset about this? I don't understand why the Democrats would not be upset by this.
Well, they want an outcome. 2 years, 19 lawyers, 40 FBI agents, $25 million to look at all things Trump. Mueller issues his report. They say before he was picked, he's the best possible guy in the world to do this. Once Mueller gives an outcome they don't like, they want to take Mueller's work product and politicize it. They just want an outcome. It doesn't matter how you get Trump. It doesn't matter if you trick the FISA court. It doesn't matter if you infiltrate the campaign. The goal is to stop Trump, and the rules don't matter. And this freak show in the House, I'm going to make sure it doesn't come to the Senate. This is a very dangerous time in American history where the media and the Democratic Party wants an outcome against Trump, no matter what the rules are.
And this guy may get to the point, because if you look at the intersection of this, is that you have Peter Strzok opening up an investigation into Russia collusion and into Russia interfering with the Trump campaign, or trying to contact the Trump campaign. James Comey's acknowledged that. We've got that from Chuck Tex. And so he did that. He opened it up with that. And James Comey, you can hear in his interview, saying, well, what would you wanted us to have done if you wanted us to do it this way? And the problem is why did you do it that way? And the reason is you wanted to get an investigation opened up on Trump so you could listen in on the campaign, number one. But then you could lay these little bombs that are out there that ended up creating the Mueller report. And here's going to be the big question. Is there anything in the Mueller report where you looked at it and you knew there was no collusion? And did you ever find out that the guys that you had hired, that you knew what they had said, but did you go back and look at what they added to the work piece that you were doing and what they implanted in this whole thing? Because that tells me the Mueller investigation in the very beginning was flawed. And the question is, was Mueller part of that or not part of it, or was he complicit? So now, we got to go to break. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
You're just too good. 272-9228 is where we are. Can't take my eyes off. Reminder, the Lindsey Graham interview was actually done on Sunday. The announcement of the bar appointment of U.S. attorney was last night, about 8 o'clock. At long last, love has... Let's listen in to Lindsey Graham talking about Trump releasing the documents. I think he knows something here.
We went to break a minute ago talking about the potential that the president will declassify some of these FISA-related documents. I don't know why the president hasn't done it yet. He said that he will do it. He told me that and others. Do you expect him to do it? And what will we learn from those documents?
Well, I think you'll learn that the FBI was on notice that Christopher Steele was not a reliable informant when it came to Trump, that he was being paid for by the Democratic Party, that his work product had not been vetted, and that he was out to get Trump, and they used the dossier anyway. I think you're going to learn a lot about how the counterintelligence investigation actually opened up, that Papadopoulos wasn't working with the Russians. They put it in his head that the Russians stole Clinton emails. All this will be coming sooner rather than later, and I'm glad the president waited to after Mueller was done, so nobody can accuse him of interfering with the Mueller investigation, because it's now over.
And you remember, Mueller said, which makes me think Mueller's a black hat, is that if you release the documents, we consider that obstruction of justice.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that that's got to be some pretty damning stuff. And is it going to be damning on the way this whole thing started? And would that be the obstruction, is that you're trying to stop this by questioning how it got started, which is what's going to happen with this thing. Once this guy is in tow, there's nothing that's going to stop him.
Oh, yeah, this U.S. attorney?
Yeah, I mean, this thing, it's like game on now. It's like, okay, you had yours, we got ours, and this, and Mueller, I really think Mueller had an ulterior motive, this whole thing.
Well, and one thing that's bizarre to me is that those reports that Mueller was supposed to testify tomorrow, May 15th.
Yeah.
And now he's not.
Right.
Like, what the hell is that?
Well, and the question is, did he get wind that he's got some explaining to do? Because they're going to ask him, when did you know that there was no collusion? Well, just give me an approximate date. And why did you keep going with this if it's before an election?
Or if you're a Democrat, why didn't you recommend indicting him for obstruction? You had the power to do it, even though he's a sitting president. Was it because of the Office of Legal Counsel's actual legal decision? I mean, there were two that say you can't. There's one that says you can. Yeah. Or was it a symbolic thing?
Mueller is treated as a Republican, by the way.
Well, yeah. Wonderful.
But I think he also could be a black hat.
Right.
Republican. John McCain would be a black hat Republican.
But I would love to hear, that's one thing I want to know. Why did you just do this, like, well, we don't have enough to indict him on obstruction, but we don't have enough to exonerate him. Like, what, explain this.
Yeah.
Please.
I mean, you either say, I'm going to indict you, or you don't say anything. But he kind of, and see, that's why the way he worded that, and the thing that really caught my eye was the Russia encounters that were there, where they've got buying signs and asking for tickets as an encounter, and then they've got Misfed and these other folks as Russian agents, and I believe this U.S. Attorney, special prosecutor type, is going to go in and unveil that he was not, and that it was a false start, and it was actually started from the FBI, that either Brennan did it or either Strzok and Comey and McCabe. I think Comey's smart enough to just kind of do a wink and a nod over there.
Yeah.
But This is not going to be good for Comey. I think Comey's going to be one of the guys who's really going to get hurt. Okay, now we're going to be talking about Papadopoulos and spying.
We had George Papadopoulos on this program last weekend, and it sure sounded to me like there were informants thrown his way, even getting him a job from the International Center for Law Practice. They reached out to him on LinkedIn. They gave him a job, and then when he left in March of 2016, he said, I'm leaving. I'm going to go work for the Trump campaign. They said, wait, before you leave, we want to send you to Rome. We want to have this whole big paid vacation for you to go to Rome so that you could meet all these important uniformed people. They sent him to Rome so that he could meet this Joseph Mifsud, who just dropped that bomb on him, who said Russia has Hillary Clinton email. So is that part of their strategy? This was an incredible strategy that they had. It wasn't just the dossier. It was informants. It was a media leak strategy. And it was anything that the media can take down the president.
Well, I think here's the big point. Did they catch Papadopoulos working with the Russians, or did they start the narrative, put it in Papadopoulos' mind? Here's what I think happened. Papadopoulos wasn't working with the Russians. They created that narrative by telling him about emails being stolen by the Russians, and he was repeating what he was told by our own people. So there was never a situation where Papadopoulos was working with the Russians to try to affect the 2016 election. This was all a setup, I think, and we'll know more here soon.
Here's another big question. They were putting out the thing that the Russians had stolen the emails. Well, at the point that they're doing all this, they don't know that the emails have been stolen, or did they know that the emails have been stolen? You remember, the emails being stolen didn't come out until later on. This is in the March, April time frame. We don't get into the emails being stolen until May, June. So how did they know that already? And how did they know that? Did DNC, because remember, they were stolen from the DNC. Did the DNC report it to them? Because the DNC said they reported to him as soon as they got it, but again, that was May, June. So how did they know that anything was stolen? Yeah? Kind of get you thinking, huh? Flower Child, hang on for a minute. I'm going to give you plenty of running room. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prival Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chick.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about 6 other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump today applauding Attorney General William Barr for hiring a federal prosecutor to investigate how the Russian election interference probe began.
It was the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on the people of this country. And you know what? I am so proud of our Attorney General that he is looking into it.
Barr says the probe will look into the legality of intelligence collected about the Trump campaign. The president today downplaying trade tensions between the U.S. and China as a little squabble. He's optimistic about the outcome of trade talks. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo making his first trip to Russia as head of the State Department.
He urged Russia to end its support for Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. He also said the U.S. is not seeking a war with Iran, and he warned Russia against meddling in next year's presidential election.
Fox's Simon Owen. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are enjoying a great string of days. Our forecast for today is just about perfect. With sunshine, high temperature in the upper 70s, very low humidity. Tonight, mostly clear, pleasantly cool. We're not going to see any nights like this for a while. Low temperature, 55. Tomorrow, more sun. A beautiful day, high 81. Thursday's high in the mid-80s with more sunshine. There is a weak front on Thursday night. I think the rain chances with it are just about remote. But the warm, dry pattern continues on Friday with a high around 89, and the weekend forecast so far, looks great. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
This magic moment, so different and so until I kiss you, and then it happened.
Then it happened. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Flower Child. Flower Child, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, hello, that's one of my favorite songs.
Me too.
See if you can find Lady Soul by The Temptations.
Okay.
Okay. I've been outside, so I don't know what you've been exactly what you've been talking about. Did anybody catch Lou Dobbs interviewing Sidney Powell Friday night?
Did not.
Guess what she said? She said that Ray, Christopher Ray, was Andrew Weissman's supervisor.
When was he Andrew Weissman's supervisor?
Okay, so I went to Bing to look it up, and there's an article in the Washington Examiner, and then it's like in the, when the, he was the, and then there's five fast facts about Christopher Ray, and that's what I've got pulled up right now. And he was the lead on the Enron investigation. And
wait, says, Christopher Ray or Weinstein?
Well, Christopher Ray was above a supervisor of Andrew Weissman, okay? But Christopher Ray led the Enron investigation.
Wait, no, you can't. Because somebody is above someone doesn't mean that they're leading the investigation. I mean, he may have been doing 50 investigations. That may have been one. He was not leading it. That's a misrepresentation.
Well, but it says alongside Christopher Ray, one of the leaders of the Enron task force was Andrew Weissman. Okay. And then when you go to the Washington Examiner article.
What was Christopher Ray's position at that time?
He was at the Department of Justice.
Okay, so then he wouldn't, because the Enron stuff was actually happening at Enron. It was happening there.
Yes.
And Flower Child, just because you read something does not make it true. And you're trying to conjoin stuff that we don't have to worry about that. You're getting way below the line on that. Just stay with what we know. We got plenty to talk about with that.
Well, I was only referencing it because Sidney Powell said it on Fox News.
Well, Well, so what? I mean, people say a lot of stuff out there. There's a lot of stuff I never even put on the show because it doesn't, it's not verifiable. It's just somebody's talking about. There's a ton of stuff I don't put on the show because of that reason.
Well, I just thought it was interesting that they had a history.
Okay, well, now you can say that, but don't say that Ray was in charge of that, because he had oversight, but that's different than being in charge of that.
Okay.
Thanks, Flo Chow.
Bye.
Bye. We got plenty of meat and juice to get to here. We don't need to get down to the minutia of things.
Before we run out of time here, wasn't it good seeing Dan Black in person?
It really was. Dan Black is a great guy, and Dan Black Studios is a great place to go. Particularly if you heard Dan talk about it. Those VHSs that you have, the machines are very few and far between to replay those. Yours probably doesn't work. If it does work, Dan Black may buy it from you. But So there's going to be a point in time that you're going to run out of machines to go convert this at an economical rate into digital. And digital means it's going to last forever. You can go put it up in the cloud and give it to you in a jump drive. You can go put it in several different locations, and it's not going to deteriorate. You just have to worry if the Russians do an electronic magnetic pulse. That's the only thing you have to worry about. Just put it in a lead box. But he can convert all your videos, but if you are looking at doing some type of video message on your website, you want a platform to get on the website, I can help you with the platform to get on your website. But if you need the video cut for it, Dan Black is the guy to do it. You can do it in studio, he can do it at location, he can get your message out. And that is the new thing that is happening. I promise you, that is what is going on. What's called narrowband communications is really it. So get ready to copy the cell phone number, Dan Black Studios, 334-440-7818, 334-440-7818. Dan Black, my man, known him for a lot of years. He is a great, great guy. Okay, this next clip of Lindsey Graham, and it's funny that he said this, and I noticed it when I came back and listened to the clips this morning. This is something that was of discussion in my group. And that is, was Don Jr. set up by this Russian group? Because you remember, they go to Fusion GPS before the Don Jr. meeting, and they go to Fusion GPS after the Don Jr. meeting. Was this an actual setup? And are we going to find some traffic between Fusion GPS and some people about talking to them? Particularly talking to the attorney. Did Fusion GPS ever talk to them? And so, because if they did, then I would put this in the category of a setup. So let's listen to them talking about Don Jr. here and testifying.
Was it also a setup to set up Donald Trump Jr.? I mean, what is this subpoena of Donald Trump Jr. coming out of your colleagues and the Senate Intel Committee?
As I understand it, this subpoena relates to what Michael Cohen said about some meetings and about the Trump Tower in Russia. All I can say is that Richard Burr is a very good friend. He's trying hard to be bipartisan. But anything based on what Michael Cohen said is worthless testimony. Michael Cohen is a worthless witness. And if I were Donald Trump Jr., his lawyer, I would tell him, you don't need to go back into this environment anymore. You've been there for hours and hours and hours, and nothing being alleged here changes the outcome of the Mueller investigation. I would call it a day.
The first question she asked was, it a setup? And it's funny that that was part of the conversation. I never even thought about it like that. I knew about the meeting she had with Fusion GPS, but is there any traffic? Are there any emails? Is there anything out there that would have been captured, by the way, by intelligence because it's going to a foreign government person? So let's go to RJ. RJ, welcome aboard the Demo Show. And what do they have? RJ, hello. Welcome aboard.
Hello.
Hey, RJ.
Well, this is a little different. I don't know if anyone had talked about this or not, but I did hear the announcement today that Tim Conway had passed away.
He has.
And what a wonderful comedian.
Carol Burnett.
And those two together. I mean, you know, there's just not any comedians, I don't think, today that can just hold a candle to like them. He's in the same category of like Lucille Ball, I think. You know, he could just take ordinary things, and it would be so funny how he would tell it, and he didn't have to use ugly talk. He didn't have to make fun of anybody or talk about anybody. He could just make you laugh with ordinary things. Now, I think my favorite one was the time he played the part of a dentist. That was so funny.
Well, his physical humor, his physical actions were so humorous, and how he would wait on a line. I remember watching one, Carol Burnett, where they had kind of messed up a line, and they started to both just crack up laughing, and then they just started ad-libbing from there, and it was great.
Everybody around him that played with him would just be laughing in the aisle, and he'd have a straight face. He could play that part so well. But he will be sorely missed. I just wanted to mention that, and you know how much enjoyment he brought me, and I still like to go back and look at those old, you know, videos and things he did, and it still brings a smile to your face when you look at them, even if they're several years old.
Well, that's why TV Land exists.
Absolutely, but I just wanted to share that, and got a good program today, and thank you for all you do.
Thank you, RJ.
Put me in the drawing, if you will.
For this week, for a moment?
Yeah.
Give me your month and day of birth, RJ.
12/28.
12/28. Missed about three.
Thank
RJ,
you.
I want you to have a wonderful day. We'll do that drawing on Friday, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Jason.
Hey, good afternoon, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How have you been?
I'm all right. No worse for wear, I guess.
How's everything over in Tuskegee?
It's good. That's keeping me busy, which I guess is better than the alternative. But
there you go.
It's just been one of those kind of weeks, and we're only 2 days in, so it's all good. Can't complain. Anyway, I listened to that clip by Graham. I gotta say, I always find it funny because it's funny to me that someone who before Trump got in office, specifically for Graham and even for his current chief of staff, they would sit there and they said the worst things they could possibly say about Donald Trump. The absolute worst thing. And now Graham will get on TV and he will say, well, they're going to call Donald Trump Jr. in because of some meeting. You're like, dude, really? Like, it's the meeting he lied about. So it's just amazing how quick things change and how people see these opportunities to kind of flip. Because you would imagine if you're a grown man and I say you're a horrible human being, or I call you a donkey's behind, I'm not going to just all of a sudden bend over backwards to defend everything about you. I think I would hopefully be a little bit more, I don't know.
Lindsey Graham has answered that. He said he didn't know Trump at the time that he was saying those things, and Trump was a competitor.
So why would you say that?
Well, I'm trying to tell you, because he was a competitor. But then once he got to know Trump, then he goes, this guy's president. He wants to get things done. I want to help him get those things done that we're in agreement with. Those things we're not in agreement with, then I'm not going to be there.
Yeah, I'm going to put it like this. That's a political thing, because you and I both know. As grown men talking about other grown men, if I don't know you, there's no way I'm going to come out and say something about you like that, and then all of a sudden change my mind a month later. Like it's not how that works.
Yeah, no, it is exactly how it works, Jason. It may not be how it works with you, but I've had people that I've had thoughts about that were not kind thoughts, but once I got to know the person, they totally changed my mind about themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see some of that, but I think it's completely different when you air those thoughts on national TV and then you change it. I think you ought to be more careful.
They were political competitors. Remember, he ran for president.
I get it. I understand that. I'm just saying.
Do you think all the stuff that people say about another person politically? Do you think all the Democrats that are saying all the bad things about Trump, for example? Do you think that they know that, or do you think they're saying that for a political purpose?
No, I definitely think politics is a part of it.
I'm not doubting.
As a general rule of thumb, right? You're not, if you feel a certain way about somebody, especially if you're going to go so far as to impugn their character just because you don't know them, if you do that on a national stage, it's different than just me and you talking right now. You say something bad about Joe.
Jason, you do that. You're back to this blanket stuff again. This is what happens all the time. Think about all the crazy crap that Elizabeth Warren has said about Donald Trump. Think about all the crazy crap that Cory Booker said about Donald Trump. Adam Schiff. They don't know crap. They're just saying it because there's a political purpose behind it.
I understand that.
Good, Jason. I'm glad you do it. I got to roll here. I'm running out of time. Have a good one. Let me go to Steve. Steve, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. I was glad the previous caller made the comment about Tim Conway. You know, I shared a link to one of the Mama's Family skits on Facebook earlier today. when he gets to talking about going to the freak show and seeing the Siamese elephants, I have watched that clip before. I've seen it once, seen 100 times. And I can still laugh watching it today like it's brand new. That's what today's comedians can't do. Because they're not really that funny. Most of them are operating off of shock value. And once you're not shocked anymore, it's not funny.
There you go. I'm in total agreement. I'm in total agreement with you. I noticed when I watch some of the home box office comedian things, and now Sirius has a comedy channel, and I'll tune into it every once in a while. They have to go to the dirt. They have to go to the foul language to make it funny. Particularly women do that.
Right. Yeah. And it's just, you know, they got so cracked up doing that with the Siamese elephants that no one on the show could continue. They all were sitting there laughing behind their hands trying to regain composure, and it's still funny.
Yeah.
And I mean, he was a comic genius, and when he started disappearing from TV as he got older, I mean, I missed him then. And YouTube's a wonderful thing because I can go back and find it now.
Yeah, it really is. And again, that's why TV Land is so popular.
Yes. Thanks. You guys have a great day.
Thanks for the telephone call, Steve. Newstone 93.1, Dan Moore Show. Let me go to a break. Going to be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
This magic moment, so different and so other, until I kiss you, and then it happened. It took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too, by the look in your eyes, sweeter than wine, softer than the summer night.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, it's Kristen Cavallari, and if you haven't seen Paradise Hotel, Fox's new hit dating competition, you are missing a total disaster piece. Sexy singles are trying to get some action without getting the axe, because the last couple standing wins a huge cash prize. And tomorrow, the guys are going to get the power, and you know what that means. Yep. Lip-locking, backstabbing, hair-pulling drama. Don't miss the sexy train wreck that is Paradise Hotel.
Tomorrow on Fox 20. This May.
Time to turn up with the people we love, our fans. All month long, we're treating our fans like the VIPs you are.
VIP Month on The Real.
With more hotline bling across the country.
We want to give you this money, honey.
Bigger games and bigger wins.
Thousands of dollars.
Plus, a daily mayhem giveaway.
We're pulling out all the stops for you and you and you and you.
Weekdays at 3 on Fox 20.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones and let's talk to some audience members. Let's start with Rusty. Hey, Rusty.
Well, hello, sir. How are you?
I am so good. I can't even stand it.
And others, sir, I hope you're doing fine.
Oh, well, very, very fine.
Well, that's great, man. I was just listening to y'all talk about Tim Conway.
Yeah.
You know, his real name was Tom Conway. But when he came out to California, there was already a actor out here named Tim Conway. So, named Tom Conway. So he had to change his name to Tim.
Good piece of trivia, I didn't know.
And a little bit more recent, he was a voice on SpongeBob SquarePants.
Ah, one of my favorites.
And he was also the announcer for, I believe it was Nickelodeon for a while. He was between the show announcers and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But in about 2001 or 2002, in Spokane, Washington, Don Knotts and Harvey Korman did this show where they did a bunch of skits from the Carol Burnett Show and stuff they had done. Well, I lost my train of thought there. I'll get it back in a second. Harvey Korman was sick, so it was Don Knotts and Tim Conway. And the radio station I was working at, they sponsored the show, so we got to go backstage. And I've had the picture of me and Don Knotts on before, but if you'll look on my page somewhere there, you'll see I found it today. I put the picture of me and Tim Conway up.
Oh, wow.
Got to meet him, and he was just like he is on TV. He ran up to me. First thing he did, he ran up to me and kissed me on the cheek. So it was pretty funny. But he and Don Knotts were both very nice. But that was one of my brushes with greatness when I got to meet Tim Conway. And I sure was sad to hear about it, that I heard he had been sick. But we interviewed him on the air, and one question I asked him about was the elephant sketch. You know, where he's talking about the Siamese elephants.
I don't remember that sketch.
If you've not seen that, just go on there and look up Tim Conway, Siamese elephants. And he's sitting there. They're doing like a Mama's Family sketch. And he starts on this story about the Siamese elephants. And they couldn't go. All they could do was go. and it gets the rest of them tickled. And they're all in the floor trying to recover. And what's her name? Vicki Lawrence says something that kind of breaks them all up, and that ends the skit. But it's pretty hilarious.
I'll have to look that up.
You do that because you'll get a kick out of it.
Thanks, Rusty.
Y'all hang in there. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, buddy. Let me go to Debbie. Debbie, welcome to the Dan Moore Show.
Hi, Dan. Well, I love Tim Conway, but that's not why I was calling. I've got to agree with you. Let's face it, politics is dirty, and people do say things they don't know. A lot of times they may know and don't even mean, but, you know, you want to win. And so whatever you think will get you that nice little whatever it is that you're looking to get, you do it, dirty or not. Maybe it's not right. And maybe it will backlash on you. But when you end up all said and done, win or lose, you got to work with these other people. And sometimes it's the people you badmouth.
Yeah, I mean, so Ronald Reagan said some things about Tip O'Neill when we were on the road in the 1980s, that when he became president and did his first State of the Union, and Ronald Reagan did some really neat things. One of the first things he did is he invited all these people over to dinner, not at the White House, but at a neutral location. And he did the mayor of Washington, D.C., who later got busted for crack cocaine.
Marion Barry?
Marion Barry.
Yeah.
Barryism. With his wife, Effie. But he really tried to make amends with those folks, Jesse Jackson, all those kind of people, because he didn't want them to be enemies. He wanted them to be working friends.
Right.
And Tip O'Neill became very much a working friend, and they would drink whiskey and break bread together.
That's it. If you don't know how to work with people, whether you like them or not, you don't need to be in that position. You need to move on. So if you're there and you're supposed to, that's what's wrong with our government right now. They don't know how to work with each other anymore.
Well, what they do is they take everything too personally. What they do is that if you say something, they really, in their mind, that is it. It's factual to them, even though they have no facts to back it up. And that's what really irritates me.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just wanted to let you know, the young man, he's got a point. I understand where he's coming from. But unfortunately, it's not a perfect world. And I give him kudos for being, upright in his thought patterns. But let's face it, it's not exactly typical in the Shark Tank, as they say.
I appreciate the telephone call, Debbie.
You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Enjoy this pretty day here. Okay, I almost had a show here. Let's try to fit in the remaining parts of this thing. We've got Lindsey Graham talking about treatment of Bill Barr.
But look at how they're treating William Barr right now. They're trying to rip Bill Barr.
Yeah.
Contempt of Congress. Tell me about that. Why is it so hard to actually look at what took place by a cabal of people at the top of the FBI and the DOJ in 2016, a major election, a presidential election? They tried to change the election. Why wouldn't the Democrats understand and see this for what it is and actually be honest to say this will not take place in our democracy? And yet, instead, we've got the Democrats ripping Bill Barr, who they said was an honest broker at the beginning.
So if you go back and Google the major Democratic players, their opinion about Mueller being a special counsel, they were over the top praiseworthy. I gave him the space, along with other Republicans, excuse me, for 2 years to look at everything Trump. $25 million, 19 lawyers, 40 FBI agents, 500 witnesses interviewed. Now, Nadler wants to take Mueller's work product and politicize it. Now, Mueller is acting as a U.S. attorney. He decided not to prosecute because there's no case. It scares me that politicians would take the work product of a prosecutor and use it for political purposes. That's why Barr is saying no. We don't want a bunch of politicians going into a prosecutor's file, taking the work product and retry the case as politicians. Bill Barr is doing the right thing for the Department of Justice.
He's actually, and it's, what I just said is Mueller ran out of track. And the question is going to be, when did he learn that there was no collusion? Here's the final part, a very short clip here, talking about where is this really going to go? What's the bottom? Are we going to get to the bottom of this?
Bottom line, Senator, are we going to see accountability on this?
Yeah, I think you're going to see Horowitz come out with the FISA warrant abuse. I'm going to write a letter, Horowitz. I want him to look at the counterintelligence operation.
Right.
Was it a hoax? Was it a backdoor way to get into the Trump campaign? Yeah, I think you will. But Bill Barr is going to stand strong. He's not going to give in to these unreasonable demands. Mueller had a chance to do his job. It is now over. As Mitch McConnell said, case closed.
Jerry, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show today.
We haven't even gotten to the James Comey stuff. I tell you, we're going to be on top of this thing. We'll be watching and monitoring the news tonight to see how they're going to report the Durham addition to the whole thing. Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Guys, remember, the Damar Show get-together cruise on Thursday, May the 16th. Go to damarshow.com and get your tickets. If you are a registered on my website, look at your email. We got a little surprise in there for you. $30, but you get drink tickets, dinner, and the cruise. Normally just the cruise without anything else. It's $35. So we've had some benefactors and for the show that have wanted this to happen, and so they're helping me along with this and helping you. Therefore, it's going to be a good time. So sign up. Guys, be good, be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Riddell the Great, he's next. Adios.